During the Shutaran, we're on page Shin Tzadichet in the Musander of Cook edition. The Ran had said that very often people imagine that I'm working so hard so that I'll have money for my kids. And a person thinks that that's really why he's pursuing all the worldly things. And that's why Hashem says, I want you to look at Datan and Aviram. Hashem doesn't say, I want you to look at Korach. Because Datan and Aviram, they lost everything, including their kids, including the future generations. And that's why the Pasuk says, Einechem haro'ot et kol ma'aseh Hashem ha'gadol asher asah. Ve'en lachem makom nitpatot achar dimeyon ha'kozev. So looking at what happened to Datan and Aviram, you should be able to stand up to your fantasies and realize that they're not real. And once you've seen the Exodus from Egypt, the miracles of the desert, what happened with Datan and Aviram, so then you should be able to connect to your inner reality more easily and to love Hashem. He repeatedly said that that's the difficulty, is that we get confused. As a person ages, so his desires are more gentle, then he has an easier time connecting to it. The Ran says, but if you've witnessed all these miracles, you have more clarity, you should be able to overcome that. Your mind connects to the concepts. It's your heart that's having difficulty. The difficulty isn't in the mind. The mind can understand. The difficulty is that our body challenges that. Our desires, our fantasies, they challenge that. And in response to the body and the fantasies, Moshe Rabbeinu says, well, look at your history. That should help quell your desires. You should be able to overcome it. Elem divrei Moshe liYisrael. This is what Moshe said in that speech to Israel. Vani omer ki inyanenu hayom karov liinyan ze. I want to tell you that today we're in a similar circumstance as then. That our circumstance should also help us to overcome our fantasies and desires. Because today things are very, very tough, says the Ran. The persecution we're undergoing should help us see things more clearly. The Ran says, I began my speech with this topic because I wanted to get to this point. Vehu the following. The Ran says, our forefathers never experienced Hashem's rebuke the way we have. In their days, people lived peacefully and the world went its course. And even though things were peaceful, nonetheless, their pinky was bigger than our waist. And even if there were a few people who went down the wrong path because they were attracted to it, so that wasn't something which would be unheard of, because when life is peaceful, then you could convince yourself, you can allow yourself all kinds of luxuries, amenities, and a person allows himself to go down the wrong path. But says the Ran, we've had 13 years where we've seen Hashem's punishments here. And the commentaries say he's talking about probably the Black Plague, where so many people were dropping like flies. Ad she'nishtanu sidrei bereshit. He says, we've seen things so harsh that it's as though nature has changed on mankind. Ki yarad ra me'et Hashem b'shana hi l'rov yoshvei ha'olam. Most of the world has been suffering, says the Ran. V'chalu b'cholayim meshunim, and all kinds of weird illnesses have been plaguing the world. When a person sees all around him, people are dying, and it's unnatural, and you're living in a world that's different than anything that's been experienced until now, so then a person can't say, let things just take their course. When you look at the world and you see such awesome things happening, you have to say there's a finger of God involved here. Regular illnesses are part of man's nature. That's you don't look at every illness and say, God's involved here, he did this because of A, B, and C. But unusual illnesses, there you can't say that that's part of nature. When an unusual illness comes, a person has to feel like God is watching over him, and that's why he brought upon him this. And that's also alluded in this parsha, that unnatural illnesses are to be viewed differently. Shamar, as the verse says, Ve'esir Hashem imecha kol choli. Hashem will remove all illness, v'chol madvei Mitzrayim, and the suffering of Egypt that was so bad, asher yadata, that you saw, lo yisimam bach, Hashem won't put them upon you, untanam v'chol tzonecha. But they will afflict your enemies. U'perush kol choli, what does it mean, all illnesses? Hacholim argilim amtzim b'vnei adam. That's the regular common illnesses. Uvehem amar ve'esir. There Hashem says, I will remove lefi shekimatem kvar ba'adam mitzat tivo, shetivo noteh lehem. Because they're like a part of man's nature. Part of the growth of man is that man has certain illnesses, and Hashem says, I'll remove them. In other words, what do you have to remove? Just don't put them on man. No, says the Ran. Hashem says, I have to remove them because in a normal world, the person has a certain amount of illness. Hashem says, you keep the Torah, I'll remove that illness. That's why the first illness, Hashem says, I'll remove. Not I won't place on you, but rather I'll remove from you, because the normal way of life is that people have a certain number of sick days, regular sicknesses. And the continuation will pick up as Hashem in 2 weeks.